Hi, and welcome back to another Wattpad Wednesday. Today we have a very special guest, and I'm so excited to introduce her. I'm a huge fan of her work. April Brookshire is joining us today to talk about some of her works. If you know April Brookshire, you'll know she is the author of Killing Me Softly, The Bad Boy and the Cheerleader, You Had Your Chance and You Lost It, as well as a few other titles, some of which are complete and some of which are still works in progress. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. No, it's great to have you here. You have a lot of stories on progress on Wattpad, so I'd love to know, how do you find time to write? Do you write in the morning or after work, or do you try to keep a schedule, or when do you do your writing?
I don't really keep a schedule. It pretty much just whenever I can find the time, I work on my stories. I used to try to keep up with all of them. There's been days where I put six chapters out for six different stories, but then I would get burnt out and not want to write for a few weeks after that.
So
what I'm doing now is taking one story at a time and concentrating on it until it's completed. And that's the best way for me to work on it.
So what happens if you come up with an idea that would work better on another story? Do you just pocket it away for a later time?
I have a notebook that I'll write in, or sometimes I'll open up the Word document and just, add to the bottom of wherever I stopped at, I'll outline out a few things that I want to happen in the future. But, I have a little notebook I actually carry around in my purse that I, write stuff down in all the time, so.
Okay, and then you're not tempted to go and write it into the story that it fits in?
Not really, because if I did that besides the stories I have on Wattpad, I also have a bunch of other ones started. So if I did that, I would start to confuse where I'm at on what story. So it's better just to leave it where it's at and then come back to it later.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. So we've heard that the title for Killing Me Softly actually comes from the song, which was sung by the group The Fugees, and probably most famously sung by Roberta Flack. So I'd love to know if you listen to a lot of classical music or older music when you're listening and writing stories, or do they inspire what the stories you're writing, or why do you listen to music, and how do they work in your stories?
I don't listen to a lot of, older music. Mm-hmm. I love the Fugees, and that was actually the first CD I ever bought.
Oh,
was
really?
That CD. Yeah, I know, that ages me a little bit, but that was the first CD I ever bought when I was younger, and so I love that song, and I always have, but it's not really classical music that I listen to when I'm writing. I listen to, actually, a lot of times I have Sirius satellite on the internet.
Right.
And so I listen to Alpecin.
Okay.
That's my favorite station. So I usually listen to more alternative music, electronic, stuff like that.
And so do you find that if there's words in the song, it's distracting or helpful or?
No, it's, well, sometimes what I'll do is I'll listen to the actual playlist I have on playlist.com for whatever story I'm working on.
Right.
And I find that helps, because all the songs I have in there are, songs that remind me of my story. And so sometimes I think it actually helps writing.
Definitely. No, that's a really brilliant idea. That's a good tip for other writers. So how did you come up with the idea to write about a teenage assassin? I mean, I know recently we've seen some movies where this topic is explored, but you've started your book before those. So where did you come up with the idea?
I think just reading spy stories with kids or teenagers. And I thought, how much cooler would it be if it was an assassin?
Right.
And then I thought, how much cooler would it be if it was a female? Because it's always the guys in books that are, the tough ones and all that. And in my story, it's Annabelle that's, the highly trained assassin, and Gabriel that's, sort of the amateur.
Right.
Or the normal person.
Definitely. No, it's really good. It's a great story and a really good concept. And I think, for people who like sort of Kill Bill or, movies like that, this book is amazing for them. Absolutely. So that is a very different genre and a very different topic than your other very popular book called The Bad Boy and the Cheerleader. What was your inspiration for that novel?
That was some of my stories, they, you know, I come up with like the basic idea and then I go from there and it develops on its own. But some stories, they come to me like all at once. Like I have like the beginning of the book to the end of the book in my head within minutes. And that happened with The Bad Boy and the Cheerleader. And I don't have step siblings. My parents have never been divorced. So that part is not based on my own life. I actually have four brothers and my parents have been married like forever. Right. So, so it's not based on that, but, it might be, you know, like you don't think of it at the time that you start writing the story, but later on you might, you know, you start to think, oh, okay, maybe this is based off something that happened in my real life. And, you know, my first love, it was one of those things where a lot of other people came between us, like parents, his mom, especially. Right. Okay. And so it was kind of like, that might have influenced it somewhat, but I don't know. Mostly I would say I was influenced by other stories of forbidden love. You know, you have Romeo and Juliet, which is a classic.
Yeah.
And this might be just another variation of that.
So does this first love of yours know that there's this story out there?
Actually, he does. We're still friends, and we actually talk. I know it's really weird and all, but we actually talk for probably like talk or text like once a week at least. So, yeah, and he knows, and he's not a person that reads, but he's asked before, like, have you wrote anything based on us? And I've told him not really, but maybe I really have.
Well, maybe after he listens to this, he'll think that he'll know that it's based on him. So, but what about other characters? Are they based on anyone in real life or people you've known?
All of the male characters are probably based on my brothers. I mean, besides like the male leads, because, you know, I don't want to think of my brothers while I'm writing.
Right.
The male leads. But like Jackson in Killing Me Softly is based on my brothers, and the relationship he has with Annabelle is based on two of my brothers in specific. One of my brothers is sort of hyperactive and a troublemaker, and so that's kind of what Jackson's based off of, and kind of like the close-knit relationship where they can talk about, you know, relationships and stuff like that. Annabelle and Jackson is based off my little brother. And me. So, yeah, like, and then Serena, if for anyone that's read Never Fall in Love, Serena has a best friend named Katrina, and she's sort of ditzy, but there's a chapter where she's drunk, and I call it the roller coaster drunk chapter, and that's actually based off of one of my friends.
Oh, really?
And me taking care of her, because she, you know, some people, I don't know what it is, but when they drink, they go through every single emotion out there. Like, they'll be the happy drunk, the aggressive drunk, then, like, the silly drunk, and then the really sad, depressed drunk.
Yeah, that's
how it ends. Yeah, so I hope my friend doesn't know who I'm talking about if she ever listens to this, but,
no,
like,
I think
it's pretty much, like, that night, like, pretty much is where she does that is based off of experiences I've had. And then some of the female characters, none of them are me. Like, I don't write it like some authors and think, like, I'm writing me.
Right.
But some of the female characters are based on different aspects of my personality or, like, different times of my life where I've gone through different things. Like, Emily is based off of after I broke up with that first, you know, first love, I went through a little wild phase. And Emily is, like, loosely based off of that because, obviously, like, my parents are not billionaires. And I don't... You know what I mean? All of that. You know, I've never been kidnapped by car thieves. But Emily, based off of that. And then Sasha, whenever I write Sasha, I mean, she's not my older brother's wife. Is sometimes, like, Sasha reminds me of her, like, in her, you know, in her personality where she's not going to take any crap from anyone.
Yeah.
And especially other females that are, you know, a little bit bitchy.
Yeah, so, no, she's got a strong personality.
Then,
I like her.
Yeah, and then Vincent's cousins are all named after an ex of mine, his cousins.
Oh, okay.
Although personalities, I kind of came up with on my own. Like, I didn't base it off of his cousins. So, but yeah, they're all named after his cousins, Greg, Art, and Jose. So, I don't think his cousins know that, but I don't. think they would mind, but...
Were you together with...
Maybe Jose would mind.
Were you together when you started writing the story?
No.
Okay.
No.
They probably don't know that.
Yeah, no, we weren't, but I told him about it.
Oh, okay.
Afterward, he's kind of like, whatever. So,
are there any of these characters or stories that are your favorite to write about, or do you have a secret favorite story, or do you like them all equally?
I don't like them all equally.
Oh, really?
What's really funny is that my fan's favorite story has always been The Bad Boy and the Cheerleader. And as I love that story, Caleb might be my favorite character, but it's not my favorite story to write. I probably like Kidnapped and Loving It is fun to write because it's just pure ridiculousness.
And yeah, it's a fun story.
Sometimes it actually gets a little I feel pressure when I write that one because if I gotta keep up the funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is really funny.
Fans are going to be like, oh, that's not as funny as it was before. And I love Killing Me Softly.
Yeah.
I love that story. And maybe it's because it got to the top because it was featured on Wattpad for a while, and so it became my favorite.
Right.
Because of that. But another story that I love that actually not all my fans read is Out for Blood.
Oh, yeah.
And and most people are like, oh, I'm sick of vampire stories. But it's like, my story is like the vampire version of my other stories.
Right.
So you're not going to get like the serious, broody vampire and like the stupid teenage girl.
Right. Well, we definitely, that theme may have been completed. But no, I think you're right. There is still a lot of room for vampires. But things always ebb and flow in publishing, right? Like, they're predicting that mermaids are going to be the next big trend. So, I don't know. We'll all see.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird trend to me. Like, I don't know.
Well, they try.
There's already a lot of books coming out, and I haven't caught on that trend yet.
No, well, I think they tried zombies, but zombies are not... it's hard to have a romance with zombies because they're dead. So.
I have a zombie romance that I'm working on, but I can't say what it's about because, if you say what it's about, then someone else will go write the story. But
yeah.
it's a zombie romance teen comedy, and it's going to be... It's going to be different, I think, than other zombie books out there or zombie movies either. And the zombie trend is weird for me because I've been into zombies since the 90s, and all of a sudden now it's really popular, and I'm like, well, now everyone else likes it too. So it's weird. Just it was an alternative thing to like, and then now everyone likes it. It's mainstream. And
yeah. Well, but you know what? Next year it'll be something else and someone else will be saying the same thing. I think that's just the way it goes with publishing trends, right?
Yeah.
And they always pick back up. In a lot of your stories, you deal with these really serious themes. Emily deals with depression and she gets kidnapped, so that's obviously quite serious. Killing Me Softly, we see Annabelle murdering people, and some of the scenes are quite... quite descriptive. And in Never Fall in Love, Selena witnesses her dad exhibiting abusive behavior towards her mother. So is there a particular message you're trying to impart to your readers with these themes and these sort of heavier topics that some might consider taboo, or what is the reasoning behind them?
Most of it's personal preference.
Okay.
I don't really like fluffy stories where everything's convenient and cute and easy for the characters.
Right.
And when I go to the movies, I don't see chick flicks.
Okay.
Unless my mom makes me see them with her. So, and I don't read books like that either. A majority of what I read is urban fantasy.
Okay.
I don't even actually read a whole lot of contemporary young adult or adult. Although there was one book that I read recently called Beautiful Disaster, which is also by an amateur author, that was awesome.
Oh, great.
I'm just more interested in twisted plots or the characters having to go through trials and tribulations. But I believe in the happy ending, which some of my fans have messaged me before Wattpad. There is going to be a happy ending, right? And I'm
right.
Yes. No matter what bad happens, there's going to be a happy ending. And when I do read young adults, I don't really like how the teenagers act in most books. They act like adults. It's kind of like Dawson's Creek, that show where all of the teenagers acted like they were 40 years old.
They did.
And they talked like they were 40 year old. So in my books, I like to write them, I like to write teenagers as they actually are and how they actually speak. Like, the weirdest thing for me is to read a book where there's teenagers and they don't use any like curse words at all.
Yeah, no, like, colloquialism.
To the male characters. So, like, how realistic is that? Like, I have four brothers, and so, like, I know how males talk, and, like, this male who's, like, you know, all, you know, there's the romantic male, but still, like, a guy's got to be a guy. And for a guy to be just kind of, I don't know how to say it nicely, but, like, for a guy to act like a female is just kind of unrealistic. I don't like reading it. So I like to write stuff that is more realistic. And if I'm trying to impart any message at all, it's to teen girls just to stay strong, stick with what you believe in. Don't put up with any crap from guys, definitely.
Yeah, that message comes out for sure.
Yeah, and like some books, like the Twilight series, like, which I know this is probably like the biggest example used, but I'm going to use it anyways. The Bella is just like one of the weakest female characters I've ever read. Like, she's obsessed with Edward, and she's willing to like work her whole life around him. And it just seems kind of unrealistic to me that, you know.
Well, and I think you make a really good point when you said that your stories are very character driven. I feel like we don't get to know Bella outside of her relationship, with the vampire husband that she falls in love with. So
yeah, it's kind of like she has no personality. Like, and if she does have a personality, it's that of like a 40 to 50 year old woman. And it's just, I don't know, it's not realistic to me. Like, even his version of the story, Midnight Sun, which is, you know, half finished.
Yeah.
He has more of a personality than her, and she's just really boring.
Yeah, well, I feel like she didn't get enough of a chance in the book, because maybe if they'd started it when she was earlier or something, we would have gotten to know her a little bit better. But I think in your books, you do that really well, especially in Killing Me Softly. I feel like we really get to know the main characters and feel sort of, you know, the struggle that this girl is going through with her dual role in the novel. So it's really excellent.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like, when I read it, sometimes it feels like she has a split personality. When she's around Gabriel, like, the teenage girl in her comes out that she didn't know was even in there. And so she's, like, having a hard time actually dealing with being a teenage girl when she never really thought of herself as that. She thought of herself as, you know, more mature and above. She thought of herself as above all the stuff that comes along with first love.
Yeah, so. But I think a lot of girls can relate to that, because I think, you know, we all like to think that, you know, we won't act like everyone else when we fall in love, and then we kind of do. And it surprises us, and it comes out of nowhere. But I think, you know, that's why love songs all sound the same, because we all go through the same stuff. So, so you talk about a lot of different places that your characters get to visit. So how do you find out about those places? Are these all places you've been, or are they places you research, or your friends have been, or how do you figure that out?
Mostly Wikipedia.
Yeah,
I have to, especially for Killing Me Softly, because I've never been to Europe. I've been to like Mexico 3 times and Canada once. And so for me, it's like, I pretty much stick like to this hemisphere when I vacation.
Right.
So, pretty much I just have to go to research it. Like, even like when they took a ferry ride, from Italy to Greece, I had to go on a ferry website that does that. And research, like, how long it takes and stuff like that. Some of the places, like in The Bad Boy and The Cheerleader, I've lived in Denver 2 times before.
Okay.
And so I did middle school and the first year of high school there. And so I name a lot of places where I've actually been. Like, Broomfield, the town that Gianna lives in, is a town where I actually had a job for a while. I worked at the mall there.
That's
and
so,
so a lot of it's just based on, I love that city, and that's why it's based on there. And then Los Angeles and Kidnapped and Loving It, I'm actually from 2 hours north of there.
Okay.
So, okay. So yeah, I know, I've driven all over LA. I was actually there back in May. So it's,
yeah, it's a
that's
great
stuff
city.
Based on that.
I love LA. I just went there for the first time in May, and I had such a great time as well. It was amazing. It's so nice to be in the warm weather. We're up in Canada, so it was nice to be warm.
Yeah, I actually finished high school in North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
And that was weird, being in California, and then, you know, my dad's job took us to North Dakota, and it was freezing.
Yeah,
and,
no kidding.
And, like, and we're my mom's Hispanic, and my dad, that's another thing that's based off some of the stories, this character's Hispanic or half Hispanic, or I'm half Hispanic and half white. And so living up in North Dakota, where we were the only Hispanic kids, me and my brothers, in the entire town.
That must have been difficult sometimes. Yeah.
I thought about writing a story based on that, because it's actually, you would think being in the U.S. still, it would be fine, but it's actually a culture shock. And the kids up there, like, they would ask questions like, you know, you're from California, were you in a gang? Or they're really isolated up there. And they, you know, in Canada it might be different if you're in the city, but there, like, the closest mall was 2 hours away, and the town, I think, like, the whole state population is, like, less than a million, so it was different.
Well, and I think if you get a lot of your impressions about things from, you know, reality television, you might have the wrong idea about cities and how people live.
And that was crazy too, because, you know, during my first freshman year of high school at in Denver, you know, I dressed like, you know, you dress a little bit funkier and stuff, and then you move to North Dakota, and, like, there's, like, a new uniform where all the girls wear the exact same thing, and it's really kind of librarian-ish.
Oh.
Or at least it was back then, like, but, and so I actually found myself starting to, like, you know, shop at JCPenney and, you know, wear, like, clothes, like, sweaters.
Right.
With, like, designs on them and stuff. Like, it was pretty bad, but I never stooped to wearing Disney print sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah. I used to wear those when I was a little kid.
I'm proud of that. Like, I never went that far. But I remember, like, my first week of high school there, I was wearing a skirt, and everyone's like, why are you dressed up?
Wow,
I'm like, I don't know. This is how I dress.
And that's hard in high school, too, right? Because, you know, you're kind of insecure and figuring things out. And so when people notice stuff like that, you're extra sensitive about it sometimes.
It was hard. And it was harder on my brother that's a year younger than me, because he looks more Hispanic, as where I don't. Okay. And my twin brother does. And so he looks more Hispanic. And so, and even my twin brother, he looks like kind of like Keanu Reeves.
Oh, wow.
Where you can tell he's mixed, but you can tell he's white, but, like, so something else. And so, like, for him, people would ask him, like, where are you from? Like, are you a foreign exchange student? And he has no accent.
Oh, my goodness.
And for a while, he told people he was, like, from Puerto Rico or something.
Right.
And they believed him. And and they, like, the whole first year there, and he's my twin brother, and it's, like, if you see me, like, really pale, like,
yeah.
Do I look No.
Yeah.
Different.
So, okay. So I just read on your Wattpad profile that you are actually publishing some of your stories. So can you tell us a little bit about how you became a published author? Is this something you're doing on your own, or are you working with an editor and an agent, or what can we expect on the extended version of the story that you're publishing?
I am working with an editor, but she's a friend of mine and also a writer.
Okay, that sounds great.
I didn't go the whole agent and publisher route because I did some research and it would take a lot longer, and I'm just not that patient of a person.
Okay.
In addition to that, you only get 15 to 20% of the royalties.
Okay.
And as where if you self-publish, you get anywhere from like 60 to 80%, depending on if it's like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords. You also, with that route, you get to actually charge people less for the book.
Right.
And I don't know, and I'm sure there's other people out there that have paid like $8 to $10 for an ebook, and then the book's not good, and they're like, they feel kind of ripped off. So, I mean, I'm thinking people won't feel ripped off with my story. I'm hoping not. But, I can charge less, and I don't have to go through all the different editor, publisher, agent, waiting for them to be ready to actually publish your book. And right. I know there was another story on here that I think it was Kane Richards Must Die.
Yeah.
Wattpad that got published, and I think from the time she took the story down off Wattpad to the time it got published was like 9 months to a year.
Yeah.
No. And I want to move on to what's next. Like, I have other things. I'm working on a paranormal urban fantasy series with a friend of mine.
Oh,
and so I want to move on to what's next. I want to, you know, finish The Bad Boy and the Cheerleader, which will have a new name, which I don't give out the names until I'm actually going to publish them.
Oh, you're changing the name.
Yeah, and part of the reason why I'm changing Killing Me Softly is because about 6 months after I started writing it on Wattpad, a book by, I think, Heather Graham came out with the same title.
Oh, so, no.
I was like, oh, you know, some books have, there's more than one book with the same title, but, you know, I don't really like that. And then one of my fans on Wattpad actually sent me a message, I don't know, a few months ago, and said, have you heard the song, the Herald song by Kesha? And I don't really listen to Kesha, but I went to listen to it, and it reminded me of the story like it did the fan. And there's part of the lyrics is Young Love Murder.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, that totally reminds me of my story. And so that's what I've decided to rename Killing Me Softly when it's published on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the other places, is Young Love Murder. I think it's pretty fitting because the series name is Young Assassins.
Right.
So
it's going to start as an ebook, and then it'll be available in print as well. Is that correct?
Yes. I have to get a proof copy first of the print version to make sure it's all. I mean, you don't have to, but I don't want people to actually, you know, I don't want to start selling it and then people get it and, like, some of the formatting's wrong or something. So I'll first get a proof copy. And then once I okay that, then Amazon will actually start selling them to people.
Yeah, and no, so, that's amazing. Congratulations.
I don't know how many people buy print versions anymore because I'm, like, totally ebook.
Yeah, I think people are a mixture, according to the studies anyway. I think they're, you know, if you love, love, love a book, you want to have a paper copy in your hand sometimes just to have on your bookshelf because you loved the story that much. So I think
one of my friends, she gets the ebook, and then she'll, if she already has like the first 8 books in a series, she'll go and she'll buy the hardcover of the actual book, of the print version of it. And
yeah, well, books are pretty, too, right? Sometimes you just like to have them on your shelves.
Just to look at.
Yeah. So what?
I think that's why.
And speaking of that, I think one of the strengths of the work that you share on Wattpad are your book covers. I think they're so pretty. And I wanted to know if on your published book covers you did those as well.
Yeah, actually, I did. I have an account with Shutterstock.
Yeah.
It takes forever to look through stock photos, but once you find the right one, it's totally worth, you know, the 12 hours you spent looking through thousands of pictures.
Yeah.
And, it's a stock photo that I'm using for Young Love Murder, and then I went on to Photoshop, and I photoshopped, you know, the rest of it on there, and I think it actually looks pretty good. Oh. I mean, I've seen some really, like, bad-looking self-published covers.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time on it. Like, I was going to go with, like, you know, colored lettering, but I ended up going with plain white because I figured simple just is better off. Simple big lettering is my best bet.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes for people their strengths are writing rather than doing the creative part, but it sounds like, you know, you can do both, so that's awesome. Well, I'm really excited to see them. That's really exciting. Congratulations on getting it published and getting it out there and writing so much more. You said in your message that there was an additional extended version, right?
Yeah, and that was a surprise because I thought, once I was done with it, I thought, oh, it'll take like a week to edit it. No, it doesn't. Like, it takes forever. I've spent as much time editing, revising, adding to it, filling in the blanks where there's holes in the story that I actually did writing it. So that was kind of, you know, and part of that might have been because when I first started putting it up on Wattpad, I was giving it away for free. So I was just trying to entertain people.
Right.
And if I'm going to actually charge people for it, I need to make sure that it's closer to perfect.
Right.
And so, because it's not going to be perfect, but I added 2 chapters. I don't want to give away anything for anyone who hasn't read it, but during the time period from 18 and 19 years old, There's two chapters of Gabriel's journal entries. Mm-hmm. And I also just added more descriptions, more character development, more interaction between the characters, like more dialogue, stuff like that. So you'll get more of the characters, a couple more chapters, more descriptions of what's going on around them, what the characters look like.
Oh, that sounds great. Oh, I'm really excited. It seems like it'll be really good, but that does sound like a lot of work. I agree with you. But I think that's a good lesson for people who are working on the editing process, that it can take as long as actually writing it around the first time. So we always like to finish our podcast asking if you have any questions for us at Wattpad headquarters, if there's anything you want to know that goes on behind the scenes.
Not really. You guys have been great. Like, when I was featured for a while, that was kind of like a big highlight in my life for me.
No, we were so happy to do it. Absolutely.
I do want to let the fans know that I am going to keep, so far I plan on keeping the original versions of my stories on Wattpad.
Okay, great.
Because I know a lot of people will take them down, and if you want to go back and read the original, you can, but I really consider them like rough drafts.
Okay.
What the final versions are going to be, and so,
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, maybe we can do a little paragraph-by-paragraph comparison, for two paragraphs, one from the new version, one from the old one, so people can get a taste, and we can put it on the blog or something, so people will get an idea of what's happening in the new version, because I think it sounds amazing. It sounds like you've put so much work into it, so I'm really looking forward to reading it.
Thanks.
So thank you so much for joining us. It was really wonderful to speak with you and to hear all about some of the stuff you've been working on and more of the inspirations for your stories. If you want to read April Brookshire's work, her username is just April Brookshire. And then you'll also be able to find it on Amazon, it sounds like, as well, starting now or in a week?
In a few days.
In a few days. Okay. So I guess
it takes a while for it to like load up and be available once you submit it to them.
Right. Okay.
It takes up to 3 days. So.
Okay. So by the end of the week, probably.
Yeah. By the end of the week.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was great to speak with you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for joining us for another Wattpad Wednesday. And we will talk to you next week.